Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Sima has been a domestic worker for 16 years and has worked for several different families. She has a lot to say about the impact of money on human relations, among other things, so we're really delighted to have her. How does money change people, in your opinion, and how does it change the way that people treat one another?
It changed them, like, they didn't see us like, say, like we are the human being.
Mm.
Okay, they're going to treat you like the way they want because they know you don't have a choice, so you want money.
Mm.
They can use many different ways to get you because they know you want money.
So you think, you're saying that people with money have power over people
yes.
without money. So you're talking about your experience as a domestic worker and
yes.
how you've been treated, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you find that you're treated better that by the families who maybe aren't as wealthy?
Yes, because they think like you are the like most like powerful people in their house.
Oh, really?
But the rich one, no.
So, I mean, do you think that applies to not just domestic workers, but the way in which people with money treat people with less money? Is that, do you think they take advantage? Or do you think they look down on them?
It's not like they take advantage. Mm-hmm. I think they're better than us.
So money makes yes. you feel like you're better?
Yes.
No. So you think it's true that money makes you better than other people?
Yes. The rich people the most, they do it like that. If they got money.
Do you think that they're right? Do you think that money, if you had money,
mm-hmm.
would you feel like you were better than others?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Really?
Why?
Most of the rich people, they do it like that. Because they got money. The money, I think for them, the money give them power.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you would feel more powerful than other people if you had more money?
For me, because I learn a lot. I don't think for me it would be like that. Because I've been staying with lots of like families.
Mm.
I know what is happening.
Mm.
Yes. All I want, I would like if I can have a lot of money, maybe I can help like lots of people, especially the children, to take them to school. Yeah.
Mm.
It's like they don't care.
Mm.
Actually, they don't care. Maybe sometimes, let's say you're sick.
Mm.
They can't just say to you, maybe they can ask you, do you have money? No. They're going to just tell you, oh, you can go to the doctor.
Mm.
They don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're going to ask you to do things like you don't want to do.
Right.
Okay. Let's say it's something like they can say to you, oh, okay, maybe can you wash my car?
Mm.
I don't want to wash your car. But it's because you want money. She's going to tell you, okay, I'm going to give you like maybe 200 rand or 100 rand. Can you wash my car? You'll go and do it because you don't have money.
Mm.
But if I don't want, I don't want. And I think also it's better like if we can communicate.
Mm.
If I work for you, you communicate with me. Don't just when you ask me the question, maybe you know, maybe she's going to say no. And then you raise like, I'll give you this money.
Mm.
So just say to me, can you do this for me?
Mm.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so even without the money.
If I don't want, if I don't want, I'll just say no. If I want, I'll do it for you.
Sure.
Don't buy me.
It's quite a difficult balance to strike, I feel, between the two, hey?
Yes.
Okay, and can you tell us about some of the things that you've done that you didn't want to do? Things that come to mind that you've done that you didn't want to do because somebody who had money had power over you.
Yeah, there's a lot, especially in the house.
Yeah?
Sometimes, like, the children, they playing games at school. They want to bring all that clothes at home. You have to wash it.
Mm.
Like maybe on the Saturday.
Mm.
I don't work on Saturday and I don't want to
okay,
do
when
it.
You're off.
It's because they say to you, okay, here's the money.
Right. So that's overtime though, is it not?
No. Some other people, they don't use overtime. They don't pay overtime.
Okay. So it's not in your contract?
No.
But it's like a special arrangement that they make.
Yes.
But then isn't that a good gesture?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Isn't that a good gesture?
To do what?
To give you extra work.
No,
but to pay you for that extra work.
Yeah. Because some domestic workers don't even get paid to do extra work, right? Some for some it's just expected.
No.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be expected, but I think a lot of bosses do expect, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they don't pay.
I don't care if you don't pay me.
Mm.
But I don't want to do something I don't want.
Right.
Okay, so for you, autonomy is more important to you than getting paid.
Yes.
Money.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want ask me something, or you want me to do something, just tell me, I'll do it if I want. If I don't want, I'll tell you, no, I don't want. So that's why sometimes when you work for someone, you're fighting a lot. Because they know you're going to say, for the first time, you keep quiet. But end of the day, you're just getting tired. Okay, we say, okay, let me rather tell them. Because some people, they're scared. Maybe if I say no, they're going to just say to you, okay, they're going to fire you. They're going to do something and then they fire you. So I think it's better if you can say no, if you don't want to do things. I learned that thing. I think if you got the children, maybe you got the families, you have to make your own time. We've seen a lot in these families. People, they're busy.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have they're busy. It's like, okay, this is my career. They don't care about the other, the children. You have, you make your own time. Maybe, when you stop, working, 4:30, and then you have just put away cell phone and the laptops. So you can't go to the holiday. Now and then you're going to the holidays. They just go to the holidays now and then. So that's why, they're wasting money, I think. You can't maybe a year you go 5 times to the holidays.
Right.
Maybe you got 3 children and it's you and your husband. Buy gift, expensive gift.
Okay.
You have to make time for your children. You can't cook and then you are on cell phone. The children want to speak to you. The children want to tell you what's happening during the day. The children want to tell you about the story from the school. But you don't want to listen. So you know what's happening. The child just came to me every time. She's going to tell me what happening at school. So it's me who knows what's happening to school. So that's why sometimes the fight is starting there. Yes. Because you don't have time for your children. If you can make time for your children, I think it's going to be easier. Because when you use cell phone, you use money in the cell phone.
Do you think spending can become an addiction?
Yes.
And something you need from an addictive point of view?
Yes.
Yes? In what ways have you noticed this?
It's like sometimes these people, they buy something they don't need. Okay. Especially the lady, she can go and buy some shoes. She doesn't need that shoes. But end of the day, she doesn't wear anymore. I don't want this. Okay. It's also they buy especially toys for the children. They buy the expensive toys. Children, they don't like expensive toys.
So tell me, when it comes to the ladies in the shoes, for instance, right? Why do you think that addiction develops? Why do you think it's something that they need to do?
I think it's because of the friends. Because sometimes she's going to say, okay, I got a meeting tomorrow. So, but I have to look smart. And then my friends, they can see me I'm smart. I think for them, they know they got money. They want to be I'm powerful from the other people. I think also it's because they want to be powerful to other people. It's this thing, it's keeping going on. They want to do things they want to do more.
Do you think there's a particular problem with women, though, in clothing? And what do you think is so important about a woman's appearance and how expensive she looks?
She wants to be powerful to other people, I think.
Yeah? And how do people treat her then?
They will respect. It's just because you get money, so they need something from you, I think, yes. So okay, it's fine. She got money. We have to to be down to her. They want to show the people I got money. Because if they can't wear expensive clothes, they can't drive expensive cars, and then you can't see them. Those I was working for, they were very rich. They got money. Yes.
So they were buying things that they could afford.
Yes.
But they were still buying it to show how rich they are. Okay. Do you think that any of them sometimes go into debt just to show that they of a certain class of wealth, even though they don't actually belong to that class?
Yes. I think sometimes they know they have money. So sometimes they can't tell you anything. Sometimes they can't tell you everything. Sometimes they can just go away. They never tell you they're going away. I think sometimes they're scared. Maybe you can do something bad. Yes.
Can you explain that a bit more? So what do you mean? Who do they not tell when they're going away?
Sometimes they can't tell me and my gardener. No, they're going to say, okay, you and gardener. Okay, sometimes you can see like maybe they're going to go on Thursday. Let's say they go on Friday today, what it is. And then they're going to just tell you in the morning. And then they say, we're going to the holidays. Oh.
Hmm.
And then even they say they're going to come back. They can't say to you, we're coming back maybe next week, Friday. No. They're going to just say to you, we don't know when we're coming back. Which means when you sit down and then you talk, you know, these people, they don't trust me. I think you have to be like yourself. You have to know what you want. And then you have to know how to trust people. You have to learn. These things depend how to learn and how to trust people. I think it's going to be easy for you. But if you tell yourself, oh, I got money, maybe something is going to happen to you. It's going to happen. But if you know, what are you doing? What I'm doing about my money? What I have to like? Maybe you have to give.
So you spoke to us about how you worked for people who where the woman in the household was actually earning more, right?
Mm-hmm.
With us, it's still, women are still earning 35% less than men.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that at the rate that our female rights are growing, it'll take us 50 years to get the same pay as men. So we're not quite there yet. But you've already experienced a household where the woman is getting more than the man.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, because we speak about how money is associated to power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting dynamic in relationships, that thing that is a source of power between a couple. Do you think that there's a difference in this, in those sort of couples?
The problem is like, there is no respect. The man, he feel like less. He feel like he's going to go and buy like something like expensive things.
Mm.
He tried to like, he prove himself to the woman.
Mm.
It's something like that. Because even the lady, she's not going to like, she's not like listening that much to the man.
Do you think it's worse when a woman has money or worse when a man has money? So do you think it's worse when a woman has more money rather, or when a man has more money?
I think sometimes if they can use like the respect thing.
Mm.
If you can use the respect thing. The problem, these people, they don't use like, okay, it's my man. He doesn't have this much. I have to respect him.
Mm.
You see, they use that power in the house, and then you can see now, okay, which means the woman got money and the man doesn't have money. Even sometimes they're going to fight and then she's going to say, I got money than him.
Okay.
Even sometimes maybe the children, they want something from him. Maybe the lady, she's going to say, oh, okay, it's fine. Don't worry, I'll buy that one. The man, he tried to explain, and then the lady, she doesn't want to listen. And then now you can see, oh, okay.
Okay, so is it worse in couples where the woman has money, more money than the man?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so, especially the woman, if she doesn't have respect. Like food, mm-hmm. I think they buy like something, they're wasting money to the food. I think they have to buy a healthy food. Yes, because we're staying at home, we look after the children, we know what children they need.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't just say to the child when he comes back from school, and then you say, go and, okay, you can order some pizza.
Mm. Mm.
No.
Does this happen often?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes why don't like we buy something like veggies and then give us, and then we can cook? Because we went to school, you know how to cook for the children.
Is it... is it that they just don't have time, or do they want to spoil their children?
Yes, I think so.
They want to spoil them.
Yes.
So it's not even that they can give it to Steema and Steema can cook. Yes. It's that they want to spoil their children.
Yes. And sometimes it's like these things come to, like sometimes they don't have time. They don't want to do it. It's not like they don't have time. You can make your own time. Mm. It's just because you want to waste money.
Mm.
Yes.
Or you have it, so you might as well use it.
I can do whatever I do. And also, they waste money from like, sometimes they don't clean the house. We're cleaning the house. Mm. So we know which stuff we want in the house.
Mm.
So they go like, buy those expensive product. Mm. Those expensive product doesn't work. Surely, I can tell you that's the truth. It doesn't work.
Cleaning product.
Yes, they don't work. So why don't they ask, like they came to me, okay, say, Steema, here's the money. Go and buy the product that will suit you. I think sometimes it's like these people, they hear things from other people. They say, okay, this is good, and then you can use that one. And it's expensive, those stuff.
Okay.
Yes, sometimes we don't use those stuff. We just leave it there, and then I use the old one. And I'm carrying on like that.
If you were an employer of a domestic worker, what conversation would you have with her to try and save yourself money in the house, to try and save money on these things? What would you say to her?
Okay, I'll ask her what she knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll ask her, can you please help me, especially about the food? Especially
because you know what the kids like to eat and what they don't like to eat, right? Okay.
Yes, I know. And then I'll ask her like maybe about the stuff she used to clean the house.
Mm.
And sometimes I can ask her about the clothes for the children. Because we as domestic worker, we know what kind of clothes the children they want.
So sometimes they get bought clothes that they never wear.
Yes. It can stay there forever. The child, when you came with that clothes, is going to tell you, I don't like this one.
So basically, as a domestic worker, you understand better than everyone else what goes to waste.
Yes. And sometimes it's better if you find someone who, like, you want to communicate. You know, the problem also is, like, they don't want to communicate with us. If they sit down with us and ask questions, and then maybe sometimes they're going to, like, save more money.
So, Steema, do you think money can buy happiness?
No.
That was a quick answer. Why do you say that?
The money, it's something, it's there. I don't say, like, you can be, like, if you don't have money, I'm not saying you're not happy. I'm not saying that. If you don't have money, you're not happy. I'm not saying that. It's just like, you can't buy happiness with the money, which means it's something like you bribe me, I think. If she can be herself, I think she can be happy. And if she can be like straight, is this what I want? I think she can be happy.
So you think those things don't last? Things that money buy, happiness that money buys, no. You think it doesn't last?
Yes. What if I don't have money anymore?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the problem. Come.
So you always think about that?
Yes. You have to, like, always be like, okay, I'm Steema. That's the end. If I don't want to do anything, I can't just say, okay, I need money to do this. No. What if those people, they don't have money?
Yeah.
Which means I don't love them. I don't love them anymore.
So what do you think in the end wins? Friendship or love or money? So is it friendship and love that wins or money that wins?
I think love.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you think in the end it doesn't matter how many things you invest in a relationship, material things. At the end, if there isn't real love and real friendship, that it won't last.
Yes. If you don't have love, it can't last. I think sometimes when you love someone, you can't love someone with, like, I love you because you got money.
Mm.
What if the money is gone? You don't love him anymore.
Mm.
It's very, very wrong. You have to think. It's like us. When I go and work for you, it's not like, okay, I find Mbali because Mbali, she's rich. I'm going to work for Mbali. Mbali, she's going to pay me a lot of money. No. I go there and work for Mbali because I love to work there. So Mbali, she have to treat me like I'm a human being. If I go there for money, what if Mbali, she can't give me that money I want? Which means I don't gonna go to work Mbali for anymore.
It's almost like money's personified, hey?
Yeah, it's a whole human being.
It's a whole human being. Yeah,
I think you have to think about money. Because if you want more money, sometimes you can't, like, don't expect more money. There's no more money. You have to think all we want. You want, like, some people, they can pay, like, the money we understand. Not like someone's going to tell you, okay, I'm going to pay this. You can't stay there because you're not happy. We have to be, like, happy, and we need love.
Well, thank you to our fantastic contributor, Steema, for her excellent insights. Thank you for joining us on the Mate Sessions with Cliff Central.
Please make sure to follow our Twitter page on @MaidProject, that's M-A-I-D-E Project, as well as our Facebook page, which is The Mate Sessions. And if you type in Mate Project, you'll also find it. Have a good evening, guys.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.